welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. Taking some time to transition into your supported Shavasana, your lying down position. And on your way, if you feel like a little cat-cow for your spine, a little bit of intuitive movement, maybe, take it. Maybe you want to close the curtains, dim the lights, grab some essential oils, a drink of water, bathroom break. You've got heaps of time to get all set up. And really hear that, yeah? There is no hurry, no rush. Capiche? Capiche. Transition down from moving and doing, being upright, to just feeling and being, laying down, fully supported. Get yourself good and comfy and cozy, maybe a small pillow under the head. Nothing too thick though, right? We don't want the head to be really kind of jarred upward. As long of a spine as you can, but a little pillow under the head, rolled towel maybe under the neck instead, bolster, pillow, cushion, rolled up yoga mat for under the knees, cozy socks, maybe warm gloves, thick blankets, taking your time to really outstretch and unravel, lay your spine down with all of the care instead of just plonking down, right? Also, something that can be really nice, if you have some spare pillows or cushions, placing them under the arms by the side. Super supportive for your wings, for this practice, for your Shavasana today. Maybe you'll test it out next time. Really just lay your body down. Unravel the spine. Really release your legs wide over the bolster, the support. It can be really useful to stretch one leg out long, maybe point the toes, lift the leg, then soften it, lay it down. Then the other, nice and long, point that toe, reach it out, stretch it as long as you can, maybe lift it up, then disengage, lay it down. And as you feel into the spine, notice if you feel any gaps in the spine, in your lower back. Maybe you plant the heels, the upper arms, lift your hips, scooch or scoop your buttocks towards the heels, and then lower down, seeing if you can really nestle. I love that word right now. Nestle the low back down into the floor, the mattress, the bed. Knowing you can do that with any part of the body if it doesn't feel quite settled or grounded or rooted, lifting the arms up, then slowly lowering them down, the head and the neck, right? Making sure every vertebra in the upper spine, the neck, then the skull, really connects down with the surface below you. Take your time. Making sure all the while that you feel toasty and warm with your socks, blankets, eye pillows, eye coverings. And then just sigh your way into your Shavasana. And once you feel fully supported, symmetrical, elongated, comfortable, good and cozy, take some nice, releasing, cleansing breaths now as you settle down, settle in even more. Some deep belly breaths in, followed by, paired with some big old belly sighs. A few like this. maybe some intuitive follows with those sighs. Let it be yours. Really move into your body. Let go. Let's take a few more of these. Oof. Good stuff here. And when you feel called, whenever you feel ready, enter into nostril breathing. Breath effortlessly flowing in and out through the nose. Really tuning into your breath now as you're lying down in this position. Notice the rhythm, the placement of the breath. Taking some really slow, easy breaths in and out of the nostrils. Landing here. Notice rhythm, placement of breath at the nostrils, through the nose. Consider this your last bit of tiny efforting. Breathing in and out deeply, fully, smoothly through the nostrils. And feeling this new energy come into the whole body, into every cell. And feeling the whole body responding to the breath. Feel the whole body soften and release into the earth below you. And then gently letting go of any control with the breath. Just let it be now. As you attune your awareness into the physical body, touching the floor. Noticing the sensation. Allowing all the meeting points of the body to melt, to merge and release into the earth below. All together. Melting and merging down. And then fine-tuning the awareness to what is on top of your body, the tactile sense of touch on your skin. All the different textures and weight. Temperatures, even to the air on any exposed skin. Just noticing its movement, temperature, heavy or light, tight or loose. And now bringing your awareness to your sense of hearing. As you start to move out like a radar, picking up on the sounds in your environment, remembering to keep this a practice of detachment and observation without labeling or lingering or liking or disliking any sounds. You're just hearing them and then listening out for the next. So coming to your body, maybe sounds coming from your body. And then hearing the sound, the spark of your Sankalpa, your positive resolve, your heartfelt desire of what you wish to manifest or change, or simply be at peace with for the betterment of your life. Repeating your Sankalpa 3 times and then letting it go. Moving now, shifting now into the body-mind rotation. With each body part that is named, take your full awareness there and notice sensation, and then allow a release, a softening, starting with your right hand thumb. Notice sensation, and then allow for a release, a softening. Moving to the right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger on the right hand, palm of the hand, top of the hand, right wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, side of the chest, side of the ribs, side of the waist, right hip, upper leg, knee, lower leg, ankle, right heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and fifth toe, the whole right side, whole right side. Awareness, sensation, release and softening now to the left hand thumb. Moving to left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger on the left hand, palm of the hand, top of the hand, left wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit, left side of the chest, ribs, waist, left hip point, the upper leg, knee, lower leg, left ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and fifth toe. The whole left side. The whole left side. Remaining aware and alert as you take your mind and sensation into both heels. Moving up the backs of both legs through calves, backs of knees, hamstrings, moving into the right buttock, the left buttock, the lower back, mid back, upper back, back of the neck, the whole spine, from tail to skull, the whole spine, back of the head, top of the head, whole back of the body, whole back of body. Now moving the awareness into your forehead, the right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the space between the eyebrows, the third eye center, third eye center, the whole right eye and the muscles deep behind, the whole left eye and muscles deep behind, the right cheekbone, left cheekbone, right ear, left ear, bridge of the nose, tip of the nose, right nostril, left nostril, upper lip, lower lip, space between the lips, right jawline, left jawline, the chin, bottom row of teeth and gums, top row of teeth and gums, the whole tongue, the whole mouth, the whole face. Awareness flows down through the throat, into the collarbones, the chest, abdomen, navel, and groin, tops of the legs, tips of the toes, the whole front, the whole front. And taking awareness to whole body parts, the whole right leg and left arm, right leg and left arm together, the whole left leg and right arm, left leg and right arm together, both legs, both arms, whole torso, front, sides and back, the whole torso, and the neck and head, whole neck and head together, bringing an awareness to the whole body, whole physical body. Sensation of the whole body, releasing, softening, whole body. Resting your awareness on the flow of breath in and out of the nostrils. Fine tune into the sensation of the fine hairs moving as the breath flows in and out. Note the temperature change and the flow of breath just at the nostrils. Remain connected and focused here as you begin a countdown from 11 to 0. Body breathes in 11. Body breathes out 11. Continuing at your own pace. Full awareness at the nostrils. Now an awareness down to the breath moving at the belly, tuning in to sensation of the breath moving at the belly space. Stay connected to this with every breath in and out as you begin a countdown from 11 to 0. Breath moving at the belly space. And moving that awareness up now to the heart space. The breath moving in and out of the chest, front, sides, and back. Stay attuned to the sensation of your breath in and out of the heart space with your count backwards from 11 to 0. And lifting your awareness up to the third eye center as you visualize a bright white light here, illuminating on your inhale, softening on your exhale. Stay with this visualization to the rhythm of your breath. Third eye center, bright white light. visualizing that bright white light moving back further into your infinite mind space, feeling smaller and smaller, dissolving away. As you visualize standing in a wide open grassy field, you can feel the soft but sturdy earth beneath your feet, the refreshing winds on your face, a soft breeze, and the warm sun on your skin. And you start to see a path that leads you to the edge of the field. And you take one step at a time, slowly, gracefully, unhurried, following this path as it leads you down to the edge of a lake. And stepping onto the golden sands, looking at this calm lake before you, with snow-capped mountains off in the distance, painting the horizon on the other side. You feel the warmth of the golden sand beneath your feet, the warmth of the golden sun shining from up above. And you decide to lay down and rest on this golden sand, cradling and holding your body perfectly, perfectly imprinted, laying down in the warm golden sand, feeling truly held in a golden embrace, a golden warmth that envelops your whole body on every level. Your whole body held and infused with golden healing warmth. And as you feel a soft breeze on your face awakening you, you come up from your lying down position, seeing the calm lake, the snow-capped mountains, and a peaceful smile crosses your face, feeling this smile infusing your whole body, warm and smiling, allowing the visualization to melt away from the mind space, starting to bring your awareness back to your physical body as you take some bigger, slower, deeper breaths now. Slowly awakening your senses. And as you do this, repeat your Sankalpa 3 more times with full feeling and conviction, as if it is already true, right here, right now, your sacred Sankalpa. And letting it go, gently starting to awaken, hearing any outside sounds, feeling your body lying on the floor, the bed, whatever you are on. Notice all of the textures touching you, taking fuller, deeper breaths as you come out of the practice. Maybe a bit of movement, bit of a stretch, a rock and roll from side to side. Maybe you slowly make your way onto your side, your belly, your seat, or stay on back, mindfully transitioning. And once you've arrived, pausing here, eyes closed, observing the effects and reminding yourself, what inspires you, sparks you, drives you to be here, to practice? Reminding yourself right here, right now, of how beneficial this is. How do you feel right now? And as you take a deep belly breath in and out, ending our practice today with a blessing. Om Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Bring grateful thoughts to mind and to heart. With my hands at my heart center, as I bow to you, perhaps bow to yourself in gratitude, with grace, with love. Hari Om Tat Sat. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.